we seem to play the big teams, bar Brentford. We've put in a good performance, and again, we showed that tonight again at Tranmere, at Coventry. So, Doncaster, another big game for us, and can't see why we can't go and get 3 points.
Got man of the match. You might have got that just for that saving tackle down here at the end.
It's important. I mean, I looked at it and just saw him play over the top, and yeah, I was very happy to get there. But it was about the 3 points, and that was what the most important thing today.
I've got to ask you about the card. The manager said that's a yellow card in every game he's been in charge of.
I don't know what the referee saw there. I come today in my head meaning not to get booked, but yeah, so I was a little bit disappointed with that one. I think the referee had my card marked as soon as I went up for the header about 5 minutes before. But so I'm very disappointed with that, and it leaves me with only one yellow card before a 2-game ban. So I'll be very cautious over the next couple of games.
Can't change the way you play though, because the fans love you for your tackling.
This is it, and I think sometimes you get maybe a little bit of a reputation before you even step on the pitch. So the referee's sort of looking out for you. But as I say, I'll be keeping the tackles a little bit calmer and not as rash. I think last week at Brentford it was a silly yellow card, there was no need to make that tackle, and I was disappointed myself for that.
What was it like at the end, players and fans united?
I mean, the fans have been fantastic all season. Like, every away game they've been here in their numbers, and it really drives you on to see us all celebrate at the end. It's such an important 3 points today. When we went to Brentford the other day and we saw him leaving disappointed, you could feel for him after spent a cold evening up in the stand. So yeah, it was disappointing, but massive 3 points, and big thank you to them for it.
Quick word for your brother, Wales under-21s on Friday maybe?
Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, it's a massive call-up for him, and over the moon. Hopefully he'll go up there and do his thing. He's been brilliant for us in training and when he's been given the opportunity this season, so fingers crossed he gets the opportunity.
And actually, the way the midfielder's dropping, he might get another chance to Swindon Town sooner rather than later.
Who knows? Football's a crazy game, and in this running, how competitive is it at the moment in time? You don't know, but hopefully he'll go down there and do well, and then we'll see what's left in the next couple of games.
More quick, Nathan. Thanks for your time. Cheers.